Love Talk Radio.
Oh, God.
praise God, praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Anoint us today, God. Just let the oil of the Lord roll around us, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, God, that's dwelling, oh God, dwelling on the inside of us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given us, oh God, your Son Jesus, that's seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. We thank you, Father God, that you have loved us, God, with an everlasting love. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no God like you. Oh, God, I want a peace beyond all my understanding, God. And everyone that we pray and lift up tonight, God, we pray for that peace, oh, God, that no one else can give, oh, God, but you. Thank you, Father God. We want to feel that anointing. We want that oil to flow around us, oh, God. Oh, God, through us, oh, God, just anoint our mind, oh, God, our spirit man, oh, God, build us up in our most holy faith, oh, God, that we may be able to stand before you, God. Oh, God, you see us perfect, oh, God. Even though, oh, God, we are not imperfect beings, but, God, in you we are perfect, God, and we thank you, Lord, for the perfection, oh, God, that you does in us, oh, God, pruning us, oh, God. Oh, Father God, washing us with your blood, God, daily, God. Thank you, Father. We come with thanksgiving, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, God, for this a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, God. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can go into the enemy's camp, God. We pull down every principality and power, everything that's in high places, God. We command it out into the abyss in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we come in no other name but your name, oh God, giving you glory and honor, and oh God, thanking you, Lord God, for your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, oh God. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, that you have loved us, God, with an everlasting love. Thank you, God, that you knows us, God. You knew us before we was even created in our mother's womb, because you was the one that created us, oh God. You causes us to stand, oh God, in the midst of trials and tribulation, God, and God, you takes us through, God, every flood of water, God, that tries to cover our souls, God, everything, God, that tries to open. Oh, God, steer us the wrong direction, God. You point us, oh, God, into the right direction, oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, oh, God, for every listener, oh, God, that may listen to this program, God. Lord God, that the inspiration. unction of the Holy Spirit, God, will dwell mightily in them, oh God. Oh God, we want you and you only, oh God, that you touch hearts, oh God, as oh, no matter what day or what time, God, oh God, of what country, God, that this program is going out to, God. We pray, God, that your Holy Spirit, God, will touch them and change, oh God. Heal, oh God. Set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh God, for who you are to us, God. Oh God, God, you are doing great and mighty things in us, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, you said you are, oh God, renewing our spirit daily, God. You are steady doing it, God. Oh, God, you are fresh and anew in you every day, God. You are the one, oh, God. You get all the glory, God. You get all the honor, God. All the honor, all the honor, all the honor belongs to you, God. All our praise, because you created us to praise you, God. We thank you for the praise music that comes before every Sunday afternoon, God. It's giving glory to you, God. Oh, Father God, thanking you, Lord. Because, oh, God, as we are on this program, God, we all can't sing together because we don't know when they're going to listen. But, God, the praises are going up. Whenever, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we, oh God, have the technology to God, that you have given us to do it, God. Oh God, to reach hearts, minds, souls, and to strengthen, God, and to build up, oh God. And, oh God, you told us to build the old way spaces. Oh God, thank you, Father God. You told us, God, that the path was open for us to tread, God. And oh God, you said, wherever our feet shall trod, that ground shall be holy ground. We ask that, oh God, oh God, Father God, for that holy ground, God. Oh God, that you have for our feet to trod upon. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for everyone, oh God, that may have sons or daughters behind prison walls or on drugs, God. We pray for deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that every mother's heart, oh God, Father God, be, oh God, have the peace that passes all understanding, that she will give it all over to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, oh God, that for every mother that have lost a son slain by the bullet, God, Lord God, that you comfort her and give her all the peace, God. We pray for all the sick, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you are healer. God, you touch by your spirit tonight, God. Heal, God, heal, God. Oh God, they may have a broken heart, oh God. Heal tonight, oh God. Lord God, whatever type of sickness or whatever type of hurt, God, Lord God, you the ultimate one. God, you can do anything but fail, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. That's why we give thanks to you, God, because you can do anything, God. Lord God, you are God, and you are God above all other gods. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue in every aspect of our lives. Lord, I don't even call out everything that needs to be called out because you know it all, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, God, because you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerns us, God, and concerns you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It is your, if it's your will, God, your will shall be done, oh God, and we accept it in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your will be done by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us. Thank you, Father God, for your undying love. Hallelujah. Oh, our highest praise, oh God, is to you, and that's hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We can't say enough hallelujah because you love for your children to praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. We'll thank, oh, we thank you, Lord God, that you created us to praise you. And we will come before you with praise and thanksgiving and honor unto you, Lord God, because you said come into your courts with praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's favorite minister coming to you live tonight. Praise God. We are so thankful to all of you that's on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we pray that you will enjoy the program tonight. This is family night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're giving praise and honor to God because he created the family. Praise God. Hallelujah. But at this time, I'm going to ask my co-host to come. And after she comes, I'm going to ask Minister Gigi to pray a prayer. At this time, Minister Peggy Biden. Praise God.
Praise God. This is God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. To listen to our program, please dial area code 714-409-0578. This is Block Talk Radio, and if you would like to give a testimony or just call in for prayer, press 1 and you would be able to speak with our pastor. On Friday nights at 8 o'clock, Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorite. Call this number on Friday nights at 8 p.m., area code 714-409-0578. And you will receive a great blessing just by listening on Sunday night and Friday night. We just want to thank everybody that came to the Bible study yesterday at our pastor's home. And we give praise unto God for all of them that has given testimonies of what has happened in their lives. And the glory be unto God for all the praises for the families. And our prayer requests tonight are for people that's listening in from hospitals, from various places, homes, schools. We want to pray for children tonight. A lot of children is being destroyed through Satan and getting with the wrong crowds, and our parents don't realize it until it's too late. We also pray for children that have cancer, that has nowhere to go to, any other diseases that will strike them. Missionaries, yes, we need to pray for our missionaries because they carry the word of God throughout where they are. They have to live for Christ and have the burden to serve him in other countries. Also for people that is fearing grief, we need to comfort those people. We need to be a helping hand to those dear folks that you know of right in your neighborhood or right around you, surrounding you. Then give them a call and let them know that you're praying for them. Also, the flu season is coming up again and everybody needs to get their flu shots. But remember, God is on our side. And he is going to bring us through all of our circumstances. Heart disease. Yes, we need to ask God to heal the people with heart disease, with diabetes, with cancer, with eye problems, many other diseases. Pray for the people that's in the hospital. Pray for the people that's in the age homes. Pray for the people with Alzheimer's. There's always something that we can reach out to. And children that is not disciplined enough. And parents that's having difficult times keeping their kids from doing bad things. We need to pray for that family. We need to pray for father, mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, nieces, nephews, and all the ones that surround us. Keep them in prayer, your neighbors especially. As we look into God's words, we look at Psalms 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell all the miracles you have done. I will be happy because of you. God Most High, I will sing praises to your name. My enemies turn back. They are overwhelmed and die because of you. You have heard my complaint. You sat on your throne and judged by what was right. You spoke strongly against the foreign nations and destroyed the wicked. You wiped out their names forever and ever. The enemy is gone forever. You destroyed their cities No one even remembers them. But the Lord rules forever. He sits on his throne to judge, and he will judge the world in fairness. He will decide what is fair for the nation. The Lord defends those who suffer. He defends them in the time of trouble. Those who know the Lord trust him, because he will not leave those who come to him. Sing praises to the Lord, who is King of Mount Zion, on Mount Zion. Tell the nations what he has done. He remembers who the murderers are. He will not forget the city of the cries of those who suffer. Lord, have mercy on me. See how my enemies hurt me. Do not let me go through the gates of death. Then the gates of Jerusalem, I will praise you. I will rejoice because you saved me. The nations have fallen into the pits they dug. Their feet are caught in the nets they laid. The Lord has made himself known by his fair decisions. The wicked get trapped by what they do. Wicked people will go to the grave, and so will all those who forget God. But those who have troubles will not be forgotten. The hopes of the poor will never die. Lord, rise up and judge the nation. Don't let people think they are strong. Teach them to fear you, Lord. The nations will learn that they are only human. Think of this. The hopes of the poor will never die. God gave us a hope. He gave us a choice. He gave us life. He gave us victory over sin. Just remember that he has the world in his hands. He can destroy us or he can make us happy. He can bring us into his fold at any time that he cares to. Just remember, this is something that God has made a promise to his people. And he wants to help you no matter what cares and what doubts that you have. God is there. Call upon his name. He will hear and answer prayer in his time. That's the problem with all of us. We always want to rush things. But we need to wait upon the Lord and wait in prayer and supplications unto him. He wants to hear from us. Tonight, you can call upon his name. You can take and just whisper his name in your mind, in your thoughts, and you know that he will hear and answer you. Remember on Sunday nights to listen to God's favorite radio program, Pastor Evangelist Vivian George, and on Friday nights, Victorious Living at 8 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. It's wonderful to know that you are listening, and we pray God's blessings on you. Call someone and tell them to listen. This is the number to give them. Area code 714-409-0578. And you have a wonderful and blessed week ahead of you. God is there to give us blessings. All we have to do is obey him and thank him for what he has done for us. Be bold. Go up and tell somebody. Jesus loves you. That's all you have to say. Jesus loves you. And they will listen. Some of them will give a smirk. Some of them will turn back. But the word, God loves you, goes a long way. Thank you for listening. And we just want to tell you to welcome somebody back next Sunday night and next Friday night with us. And we have a wonderful time in the Lord. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Biden. I also want to thank God for my sister that is here, and she's going to spend the night with me tonight. It's always good to have sisters and brothers to come and visit you. But we also pray that she have a safe travel back home tomorrow as well, praise God. But I am just so blessed to have my sister here with me at this time. All right, Minister Gigi, would you give us a prayer, please? And then I'll go into the message for tonight.
Amen, amen. Listen, I would like to sing this short one.
For the world, pray for, you know,
otherwise. Father, we pray that you send assistance their ways in the name of Jesus. Bless them spiritually and materially in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for salvation as well. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Take complete control right now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the Lord. Oh, our God. Oh, my God. Oh, you are our God. And we thank you for who you are. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And Jesus, mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Gigi, for that wonderful prayer. Praise God. I just thank God for the way He has ordained things. Praise God. And our title is tonight, Lover. Lover. Praise God. You know, God ordained us and He made, you know, God has a plan for us. God has a plan. He made us and He created us in His own image, and He wants us to praise Him, and because He created us to praise Him, but He also ordained the family, praise God. And I just thank God for the way He ordained the family. And I say to you women, those that are looking for husbands, praise God, look for a lover as God has created that. Just don't pick up someone because He say He loves you, but know it's God's leading. Know what God is saying to you. And we're going to look at what a lover is to a woman or a wife or whatever. And I know, you know, if God's sending him, because you don't want to be out of the will of God and the plan that God has for you. Yes, he desires that we have mates, praise God. But the Bible says in Ephesians 5:25, husband, love your wives. And you know, Christ's love is given love and sacrificial love, praise God. Hallelujah. It's sacrificial. If a man loves you, he's going to sacrifice everything that he can to make you happy, to make everything in the home pleasant for you. Praise God. So we know not to pick up anything that we'll be unhappy with. Now we know that we're going to have some ups and downs, and sometimes that we may say some harsh words, but we know how to go back and correct that, ask God forgiveness and ask the person forgiveness and repent, praise God. He loves us even unto death. God has loved us unto death, and God told that God created man and woman that they be married unto death, praise God. The characteristics of Christ-like love are set forth in well-known love chapter of the Bible. Each husband needs to cultivate these truths of love until they become his nature. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to quote this from 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 from the Amplified. It says, love endures and is patient and kind. Love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughty. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love, is in us. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it, pays no attention to the suffering of wrong. It does not rejoice in injustice and unrighteous, but rejoices when right and truth prevails. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. That's, I'm talking about a strong man now. That's walking in the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love bears everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. So, when you go into a marriage or thinking of a marriage, thinking about that love will never end. I would not want to ever stop loving you, honey. He should say, I shall never stop want to love you. I will love you all my days, you know, and mean it from the heart. But the Bible also tells us to try the spirit by the spirit, praise God. And so we are to search out and know that God is sending so that we don't fall into temptation and traps, you know, and be out of the will of God. We want all that God has for us, yes. We want all that God has for us physically and spiritually, yes, praise God. It is out of love that a man makes provision for his wife and his family. It is out of love that the Heavenly Father made provision for our salvation. See, everything ties in with the spiritual and the physical, and we have to know that, praise God. Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, praise God, coming down from the Father of lights, James 1:17. Love manifests itself by making provision, both physically and spiritually, as I said, praise God, hallelujah. The physical provision are temporal, and the spiritual provision are eternal. Oh, praise God. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Spiritually and physically, praise God. Hallelujah. But when we get into spiritual, it's forever and ever. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We are to look for that type of person, praise God, that God wants to send us, because truly God wants to give us a mate that is going to love us in all those ways. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, man is not perfect. And I mean man and woman. We are not perfect. But we ought to strive for perfection, loving one another in whatever state we in. As I just read, we don't let circumstances and things get us to the place that we hate each other or we want to say nasty things, whether I don't want to see you, I'd rather see you dead. I hear all those things coming from within marriages. And these things ought not be. It is out of love a man makes provision for his wife. I thought that was awful. Awesome. Praise God. It is out of love that a man makes provision for his wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is out of love that the Heavenly Father made provision for our salvation. Praise God. Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift comes from above. Praise God. That is so good. So we look here in Psalms 103:13-14. Just as the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those that fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. Praise God. The Hebrew word here for compassion means tenderness of love. Because the Lord loves us so tenderly, he remembers that we are frail and need his special outsight. So in marriages, we need God's love. We need his own sight. We ought to call upon him daily. We ought to trust in God daily for every aspect of our life, every aspect, in our home, with our children, with our husband, with our wives. Praise God. Hallelujah. He remembers that we are frail. Oh, praise God, and need his special oversight. This is what the scripture means when it says, husbands, love your wives. Live with your wives with an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel. And that's 1 Peter 3:7, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I just thank God for the pattern that God always, and the plan. You know, as we read God's word from Genesis to Revelation, God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Only if we live according to his will. This verse about the wife being the weaker vessel is another one that I have misinterpreted all my life. I thought it meant that husband was superior to his wife. I thought it said that he was strong and I was weak. But the word weaker is comparative rather than superlative, meaning the wife is just a little bit weaker than the husband is weak. It says nothing at all about husbands being strong, you know. So, you know, sometimes we get scriptures out of context and we can use it and we can whip it on somebody and make them think that they are superior, and the other is not superior. But God has created us that we can, all vessels of honor, praise God, hallelujah. What does the Lord expect of a husband as the head of his family? That he be a good steward of the family of God has entrusted to him. The Lord Jesus said to the Father, all things are mine, are thine, John 17:10. He was referring to the 12 whom the Father had entrusted to him. Jesus was recognizing his stewardship responsibility over these men. A man may say, this is my family, but the truth of the matter is that the family belongs to God, and the man is set as a steward over it. Praise God. When a man recognizes that he is a steward of something that belongs to God, and that as a steward, he must ultimately give an account to God for the management of those things and people that are his, it puts a whole new perspective on being a husband and a father. Wherever God delegates authority of headship, there will be an accounting. Notice that this is true, that those whom God has set in spiritual authority in the church. And the word says, in Hebrews 13:17, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable to you. So God has set in authority apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And God set order. It's for us to come under authority, to learn and how to, that we can go to them and we can talk. God say when you are sick over in James, he said, call for the elders of the church, praise God. Those that over you, praise God. And pray, lay hands. And God works through, praise God. Oh, God has a purpose and a plan. I love to hear that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And his plan is exact and truth. It's not, no defects in God's plan. Praise God. Hallelujah. In that chapter 17, in chapter 17 of John, we find what a commonly referred to as the high priestly prayer of Jesus. In this prayer, Jesus is giving his account to the Father of his stewardship over the men entrusted to him. He is ending his earthly ministry and is about to ready to return to the Father. So it is time for the accounting. One day, we must realize in our spiritual journey, the accounting process that we are walking in. Praise God. I am accountable to you, God, first, and then the subjection to man, if he is walking orderly according to God's will. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had to let you know that. Praise God. If he is walking according to God's will. As we examine the prayer of Jesus by reflecting his report to the Father, we are able to see the principles that govern all headship. By observing what Jesus did in headship over his disciples, we learn what is expected of a husband and a father. praise God, because that man will want to walk in headship just like Jesus did. He want to be obedient according to God's ways and God's will. That's what a man want to do. Praise God. This man is also having Bible studies in his home with his family, teaching his family the truth. Praise God. Beginning in the 6th verse of John 17, there is found at least one principle of headship in each of the following 14 verses. In some verses, there are two or three principles. Let us share it with you in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. One of them is manifesting the Father. I manifest thy name to the men. To manifest the name of the Father is to show through one's own life the nature and character of the Heavenly Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the duty of the head of the family. He is the Father's image. Our child learns to identify with God, the Father, through his relationship with his earthly father. It has been proven time after time that a child who has a poor example in his earthly father is unstable to identify with God as being kind, gentle, forgiving, and loving. That's why we have so many children going astray. We have so many children that's born out of wedlock. They have no father, some of them. Some of them, that's why we pray for them. Some of them is in prison. Some of them is been shot down by the bullet. Most of them are just have a mother's image, but God didn't design it that way. Praise God. We are supposed to have a man as leadership in the home. Praise God. The second one, accepting his family as a gift from God. Every man supposed to recognize that who he has, God has given him a gift, praise God. God has given him a gift, and that woman is his gift, praise God. Hallelujah. And he is to thank God and be thankful in every way, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, you are a gift from God. You are one whom God has entrusted to me. Everything I teach on is family relationships. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, every man supposed to know his rightful place when it comes, praise God, to whom and what is in his home, praise God. And he'll be thankful. He is thankful for what God has done in his life, praise God. And when a man is thankful for what God has done in his life, his home is blessed. Yes, his home is blessed, and they are progressing. But let me tell you, the enemy definitely wants to get in, and he wants to break up that. So and asking God to help him to live the right way, oh, praise God, in his home, praise God, hallelujah, and how to lead his home, praise God. The third thing brings his own into obedience to God's word. He wants to live according to God's word, praise God, and asking God to help him, oh, and to strengthen him in every area of his life. The fourth one, is functioning by the wisdom and power of God. Praise God. He wants to function according to God's ways. And God give me wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding, Father, to carry out your plans and will for my life. Praise God. That's what we are men are to be doing, and women agreeing with their husband, because they are one and they are in agreement. Praise God. Fourth one, I just named the fourth one, praise God. Fifth one, give them words to receive. Lord, give me words and know how to speak, how to teach my family. Lord, help me in every way when I reach out, oh God, to my family, how not to be harsh and how not to, oh God, say things that is not bless. To bless my home, God, oh, Father, in every way. So he is to have a proud life, and when even when he's talking, oh, God, to his family. Praise God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Six, lead his family into faith. Be a faith, God-fearing man. Praise God. Praise God. Walk in by faith. Oh, we're going to do it. Keep saying positive words. Woman is to be there to build him up, to think positive. Oh, she's to help him. Oh, to be positive. The woman builds a house. But Proverbs said it, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we believe God's word. Praise God. That is everything that God wants it to be. Yes. The woman is there to help build a home, praise God. Not to tear it down, not with babbling and too much lips, you know. Oh, we can get too much lips sometimes, and we can tear down our home, praise God. But God said a woman is to build her house, praise God. Oh, God, praise for his own. He asks on their behalf, and do not ask of the world, praise God. He's asking God daily, oh God, take care of my home, take care of my wife, take care of my children. Oh God, help me, oh God, to do, oh God, what pleases you in my home, to make them happy, oh God. And even if they have a small amount, they learn how to be thankful in whatever state they, whatever they have. Everybody is not going to be rich. Everybody not going to live in nice homes. But whatever state they are in, oh, they are thankful and they are grateful in that state. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He knowledge is his stewardship. And whatever his stewardship is in the home or in the church, he acknowledges that. He recognizes what God has placed him and how God has placed him there that he can carry out, praise God, his stewardship. Also, he is honored in them. In verse 10, it tells how he is honored in calling Matthew. I have been glorified in them. His work is not unfruitful. Praise God. Not unfruitful, but transfer headship to appropriate. Praise God. Next one is lead them into union with God. Number 12 is maintain family joy. Number 13, separates them from the world. Don't be caught up in the worldly thing. 14, praise for their influence be felt. 15, praise that they kept from evil. Number 16, sets them apart to God. 17, praise. Praise God. And I just ran through and praise for himself, leads them into ministry. Praise God. I just ran through a few of them, what God wants a man to do. I am so glad that you was here with me tonight on this study on the family. Please be with us next second Sunday of the night on the study of the family. But I pray God's blessings upon you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace all this week. If there's anything that you are going through that might need our prayers, you may call us at 504-347-5797. We'll be glad to pray with you for you, that whatever, because we know God is a healer. We know that God hears. That's what he told. He said, pray for the elders of the church. Call for the elders of the church, and they will lay hands on you, and they will pray for you. We are here for you at any time. May God bless you going in, coming out, uprising, and sitting down. In Jesus' name, have a good night now. Bye-bye.